entry was from that morning. Referee a basketball game. Well, it was in a dream, but I was so tired out in the morning when I woke up, I counted it. And I'd never dreamt before that I was refereeing a basketball game.
That's an interesting dream.
And so that was my start. I'm going to, there's just a few here, have these so you can look at, they're not done. I haven't done all the editing. I want to show you the cover of this one, though, the three things. This was the Strawberry Winery. I went to Sangria Sunday, and I certainly had never been to a winery in South Dakota before. In fact, I didn't know they existed. And their wine was pretty good. This is the Butterfly House. I hadn't been to a Butterfly House before. And I was just amazed. You walk in and there's just butterflies all over and they land on you. So that, and this turkey, I played turkey bingo at my son-in-law's Catholic church. So those were all new experiences. I did this with my cousin. she'll be 80 on the 28th this month. And she was more... Here, so we can put these down. She was more ambitious than I was. She started out by learning to eat with chopsticks, playing two songs on the banjo, and reading Don Quixote in Spanish. It was a children's book, and she didn't know Spanish, but she did it anyway. And these aren't, I didn't go to Europe, I didn't run for Congress, anything like that, but a lot of the things were just things that came up.
And Jareen, would you explain how this started, how you were inspired to do this
We went to a birthday party for a woman who was had just turned 40, and she had done 40 before 40.
Oh.
And talked about the things she had done. And then Jackie, my cousin, and I said, let's do 80 before we are 80. And I'm not concrete sequential, so I didn't write down every day and what I did. I had these different things and I threw them in a box and then started to put the notebooks together. I have three things I cooked in there. I tried more new things than that, but one was lox, grav lox, I made with salmon. It was awful. It was mushy, and then I went to this old Finnish woman and I was telling her about my disaster and she said, did you use frozen salmon? And I said, yes, we can't do that. So the next time we got fresh salmon, I made it and it really turned out well. And another recipe I put in there was black bean brownies, gluten-free. You just pour all the ingredients in the blender and pour it in a pan. And then the other recipe was the easiest cake in the world.
Oh yeah, give us that recipe again.
It's a box of angel food mix, a box of some other mix. Blend it well. 3 tablespoons of the mix, 2 tablespoons of water, 1 minute in the microwave.
Individual portions then.
Yes.
But do you cook it in a mug or what?
I've got some little glass ramekins. And it's really neat because when my granddaughter comes over, I say, do you want some chocolate cake? And I put in a few chocolate chips. Then I have a few foods in there too. I had never eaten ostrich before. And never eaten Australian boar. We picked puffball mushrooms in the schoolyard and ate them for breakfast. I'd never done that before. So just things that were a little different.
So it's new things, not necessarily you set out a list.
New things.
That's what you were saying the other day.
And what is kind of fun, we did it together. So sometimes we'd ask each other permission. Will this count? I was in Wenatchee, and there is a dog obedience school there, and they had a big sign out, rattlesnake avoidance training. So I called Jackie. I said, if I take a picture of that, can I use it? And she said, no. You can do it if you attend the class or take a dog, but you can't just use the sign. And it worked for me. It's very easy for me to say no to something and just sit and finish reading that book. And I know it worked because 2 days after my 80th birthday, my daughter called me and said, would you like to go to the fair? And I said no. And sat and read my book. I had already, and had she asked me 2 days before, I know I would have gone because I could have counted it. And different people would say, well, let's do this or that. And you could count it as an 80 before 80. So, and I just had kind of fun making the scrapbook. When I was at Brevig Mission in northern Alaska, I went swimming in the Bering Sea.
Holy cow,
and
I like that picture.
And I'm sure I wouldn't have done it otherwise. I got up at midnight so I could take a picture of the midnight sun. Nothing huge and big. I see he's got the page open to a women's conference. I'd never been to a women's retreat before. And the other one was, there was a little ad in the paper for trail clearing in Anchorage. And so we went and sawed the lower limbs off pine trees so there'd be a clear sight line when moose are in there in the winter. So if you're skiing by, you would see that there were moose, and you wouldn't surprise them or them you. If you're at the page where I went panning
gold. Were you living in Alaska all the time you were
no,
doing this?
No. A lot of this did happen in Alaska. I don't have
bacon dipped in chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Would you recommend it?
No. Even though it was salty.
How cold was? What was the temperature of the Bering Strait?
Bering Sea.
Bering Sea.
I don't know. It was cold.
32.1 degrees.
No, it wasn't that cold. It would be a little warmer than that. And of course, the kids in the village were out there.
So if you didn't go to the fair and read a book instead, is it going to be 9 before 90?
I'm going to do 14 and 14.
14 in 14 days?
No,
2014.
In 2014, I'm going to do 14.
Ah, okay.
New experiences? That you're talking about?
Brand new things. Something I haven't done before. I might count because I've started translating and memorizing a little book of German proverbs. And I've done pretty good at getting the translating done, but very poor with the proverbs. And I think it's the book you had, the first page. I had nothing to do with it, but it was my first great-grandson.
Oh.
So I counted that. And I lived through the winter. It wouldn't impress anyone who's been here for a winter for snow, but 144 inches in Anchorage was an all-time record. So I counted that. And the picture in front of the moose was in our driveway. So... And last week when I was talking about it, Mike from Coeur d'Alene said, why don't you do that in church and have a group that maybe you would meet every month and people could talk about what they had done, and I think that'd be kind of fun. So
it'd be a neat small group topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it really makes a difference if you're not doing it alone. So as I said, we asked each other, can I count this?
Yeah.
And she went to Germany with her daughters and hadn't been there before. So we had some serious discussions on what could be counted and what couldn't, or otherwise she would have had all 80.
Oh. Who else did this with you?
My cousin,
oh, okay.
Who is 80 on the 26th of this month.
Neat.
And, you know, I don't have a lot to say
what
about
it. What is the Iowa corn song?
We're from Iowa, Iowa, state of all the land, joy in every hand. We're from Iowa, Iowa, that's where the tall corn grows.
Never heard that.
Is that the cousin who grew up on the farm on the other side of the tracks?
Yeah. Jackie and I grew up together. She lived on a farm. I lived in town. My parents had a mom-and-pop restaurant and store. We lived one block apart. We just walked across the tracks. And so maybe we were, as they were talking about families, maybe we were even closer than sisters because there was no rivalry that with our parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
When did you turn 80, Jereen?
August 2nd.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you do anything to celebrate?
I had coffee with a nephew's wife in the morning, and then in the evening, I had a strong suspicion my granddaughter had baked a birthday cake, mm-hmm. but she thought it would be a nice idea if I would stay home. And they brought a birthday cake over. The one picture there of the Olympics, the Native Youth Olympics, mm-hmm. That's something that they have very special games. And you can see she jumped 90 inches and it set a new world record when I was there.
Wow.
So spent a couple days watching that.
Speaking of Iowa, my maternal grandmother died just before she was 103, and we last saw her when she was 102. We visited her in Waverly, Iowa, and we stopped at the campus of Wartburg College just before we went to visit her in the nursing home. And Grandma was pretty with it. I mean, she had some short-term memory loss, but other than that, she was crystal clear. And we had stopped in the bookstore on campus, and we bought a book to bring to her. And the title of the book was I is for Iowa. And it went through, you know, A is for the Amana colonies, B is for, you know, C is for blah, blah, blah. And it was perfect because the boys were, you know, well, 10 years younger than they are now, so... And they were able to read it with Grandma. And she would go through different things like D is for Dubuque, which used to have a railroad that went from the hills down to the river. And Grandma would say, I didn't know that. A person can always learn something. And that's kind of become a phrase in our family now. A person can always learn something. And she's 102 years old. So, you know.
And you can always do something
that
you... There's a picture of me on a motorcycle. Granted, I just went around the farmyard, but that was my first time on a motorcycle.
Did you ride it or drive it?
Drove it.
Oh, wow.
Scared to death.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as I said, it's nothing big. It's nothing earth-shaking. I learned to play Mahjong. Hearts, and what's the other game I have in there? Getting
FaceTune.
Yeah.
I heard that. Did you have one that was most challenging to you?
Probably swimming in the Bering Sea,
yeah.
And the one I haven't finished yet. which is the one of the German proverbs that I've translated them all, but I haven't memorized them yet.
I thought that was one of your 14. That's
well, I'm going to have it as one of my 14.
it's
going to carry over. Yeah.
So you have 80 without that one.
I had more than 80. And my last entry of all was I did a 5-star Sudoku. I think they even wrote
that.
I even wrote the date down where I finally got a 5-star.
Oh,
wow. That's impressive.
But I just think at any age, it's a good thing to do. And set your own number. Mm-hmm. Like 75 before 75. Or 48 and 4. Which
I'm thinking 7 before 70. I don't have that long
no,
to go.
No, you don't. That would be a good one.
You all heard about that swimmer that had been trying to
go for
it. Right, and she made it.
Yeah. 64.
Yeah.
Made it between Florida and Cuba without a shark cage.
I was here last year, and we had a little session up on the Ark, and one of the men said, I want to talk to a tea partier. And another man said, here I am. And so the two of them sat down, and afterwards they both told me they had a good conversation. I didn't change the other one's mind or views at all, but we had a good conversation. And
I'm surprised you could find a tea party person at cold and kind of.
Well, there was one here last fall.
Wow.
One woman I talked to said she was going to read a science fiction book, and I saw her as she was reading it, and I said, how is it? She says, it's terrible, but I'm going to finish. I was going to read Trashy Love Romance. And
couldn't get it.
No, I just...
like Harlequin stuff.
Yeah, and I just... I shouldn't say trash. I should just say a chick love romance.
Laverl Spencer wrote one of her books about Osseo High School, where she was a women's softball coach. And I met her and liked her very much personally, but I could not get one through one of her books after I liked her so well. I thought, well, she's got to write better than people think. I mean, or, you know, literary people think. But I could not get through that book. I just couldn't get it. It didn't disgust me or anything. I was just bored. I just...
Yeah, I wasn't disgusted either, but I... And I will say that while I confess, I don't miss any episodes of Downton Abbey.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I don't miss any episodes of Downton Abbey.
I need to find somebody who's got that series so that I can watch the rest of it. I only saw the first couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think Cecilia's the one that had it.
I'm sort of out of luck there. I have to order it.
But
maybe get it from the
library. if you're just kind of thinking, what might you do as your challenge?
Well, I don't know whether this is going to be a challenge or not, because I'm still fairly comfortable sleeping on the ground. But I want to do all the things that my ex-husband had no patience or claimed he didn't have any money for while we were married. And so one of those was take the ferry to Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. And I've never been on the Gaspé Peninsula. And two family members that are fairly decent French speakers. And so I want to take a road trip around the time of my 80th birthday from Minnesota to Newfoundland by way of the Gaspé Peninsula and camp out.
But you're going to have to do it before your 80th birthday if you're going to do 80 before 80.
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to have 80 things, but I have to... I gave up my vehicle because I could not maintain it without getting another job, and then I wouldn't have as much time to paint, and So I just decided, I've got four kids with cars, but I can't take one of their cars
to
that trip. So I have to wait for their
convention. But if you say, this is what I'm going to do, and that way, that's a bucket list. And you can have bucket list things on it, but this is different.
Well, this will get done. All I'm trying to say is I have to depend on their time schedules because they're going to be driving the vehicle.
But every day probably there's something. I don't know. I'm challenging you.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what do you think? Might you try this? What would your number be?
I'd make a list of what I've already done.
Check them out, huh?
Can't do that. But, and
50 before 50. I'm 48.
There you go.
There you go.
Good. Any ideas of some things you might do?
Finish a trench.
Yeah, no kidding.
Skydive.
Probably not. I used to want to do that. I don't want to do that.
That's
a parasail.
Parasail. Have you looked at this?
You know, I'd like to do some more accomplishments, like hiking-wise. Like, I actually made it to the top of Martin Ridge this last year, which is something I never thought I would do, actually.
So and not only that, but she made it by going straight up.
Wow.
Yeah. And the bigger accomplishment was coming
straight
down.
Yeah, those would be great ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was something where it really was liberating to because people were always talking about going up Martin Ridge and we didn't have enough time, and I was with Rebecca and then I was trying to sell a clandestine trip across the river to go check the diversion dam, but she said, let's go up Martin Ridge, and I thought, yeah, right. I've heard people go up there and get lost and come back and need IVs, and that sounds like a really bad idea. So we'll go with Chris, and then Chris said he would take us up that direction was the idea. As we started climbing, we got higher and higher, and it got steeper and steeper, and Rebecca and I were looking at each other going, shit, I don't want to come back down. And consequently, we went all the way up. Of course, we had to come all the way down then, right. But it was sort of funny because there were a few times that it was sort of sketchy. And it really pushed our comfort zone, but it was really exhilarating. So
it's easier to come down if you just stay on the top and come down by Holden Lake. That's what you have to do next time.
And that would be one of the ones that would put me on my list right there. That'd
and
be
if
one.
You do that,
absolutely. I'd like to make it to the passes around. I'd like to make it to Hillgard Pass. I'd like to make it a Spider Gap. I'd like to make it some of these cloudy pass. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I was asked to judge a science fair. Well, in the first place, I don't like judging things that kids are doing, but I thought, well, that could be 80. It was very interesting, and there were these wonderful things. You knew the parents had done half or three quarters of it, and then this was worth the whole thing. One fourth grade kid had just written things on old notebook paper and torn it out and said it was on tornadoes, and he said he didn't look things up, he was just writing what he knew, and it was really pretty good. And in the end, the safest place to be in a tornado, in the basement, because a big tornado can't fit in a little basement.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
So this is different in that you don't have a list. It's just kind of a spontaneous thing.
And you can have a list. Mm-hmm. I mean, there can be things I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. But also there's spontaneous things.
It sounds to me like it's more about being aware of opportunities and not being...
That's a great...
And not being afraid by the fact that it's something new.
Mm-hmm. Or, actually, it changes your perspective. It's like me wearing my pedometer. Today, it's been a slow day, apparently. I've walked 11,870 steps. My goal is to walk 10,000 steps a day. Yeah. Well, the last couple of days have been long. This one happens to have a week-long memory. So, yesterday I walked 16,000. The day before, 19,600. And what I find is that does it change how many steps I'm going to take? I'm going to go where I'm going to go, especially in the course of a work day. However, when I forget my witsit down in Lodge 6 and I'm at the top of Chalet Hill, rather than swearing about the fact that I've got to walk all the way back down there and all the way back up here again to get my witsit, I think I get credit for it.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
changes the way I feel
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
It changes my attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what this is going to do.
Yes,
yeah.
And I think if you're looking 50 before 50, just see how many days you can break 20,000.
There you go.
Would you mind giving us the bar to alcohol?
Yeah, it's who cooks for you?
Hoo, 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 hoo.
Oh, yeah.
I was out in the boat with my brother, and I said, what is that owl? And he said, it's a barred owl. And I thought that was significant.
Not as good as yours.
The one you're looking at from the church there, I did Bible school. They had Asian Sunday, and three of us came in Asian dress. And then for... Pentecost, I read the part of the gospel in Swahili.
Wow.
Which, I know Swahili, but to read the gospel in church in that language is a whole other thing.
Where was this whale?
Oh, that was at Brevig Mission. And it was the first whale they had got in 20 years.
Wow.
Wow.
There had been a Coast Guard station right on the point, and it closed, and they think that it must have been sending some kind of signals or something.
Oh.
So it was really exciting.
Yeah. What kind of whale was it?
Minke, which are smaller. But this day and age, they... Well, they didn't have satellite phone, and they satellite in that they'd gotten a whale, so the whole village was down on the beach. They shot it and then harpooned it so they could drag it in.
Have you heard whether they've gotten one since anymore?
I don't know if they did this year. The village is... in that area can only have one whale a year.
Oh, okay.
So, and it was really interesting how these young guys knew how to cut it up.
Butcher it?
Yeah.
Butcher it, because they hadn't done it, but they did, and then all the parts were piled up on the beach, and each family came and got there.
Did you get a taste of any of the whale?
I was hoping I wouldn't be offered any, and I wasn't.
That would have been one of your 80.
It probably wouldn't have been cooked on the beach.
The muktuk is just the fat part, and then they let it get a little bit old. This I have to put the family reunion picture in. With the Black Hills, we had the cousins' reunion, and I was invited, even though I was older than the cousins.
Where in the Black Hills did you go?
Custer.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Grew up there.
In Custer?
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I was born there. Yeah.
Do you know what kind of shirt Custer wore to the battle?
Mm-mm.
An arrow shirt.
I love that one. I tell you something interesting about...
That he
wanted
Target, right?
Custer. An arrow shirt.
Oh, Target.
That is great.
Where's Daryl Downs? We got to write him that one.
But the guy that told that, we were in front of some younger people, and they didn't know people that... dressed up to go downtown in suits and shirts, and he didn't get it because he didn't know there was a brand.
So, you know, I really didn't have a lot, but I really, how about you? You're younger than a lot of us.
And several of us.
Does it appeal to you?
Oh, absolutely. I love doing new things, but it's kind of, I like the idea of doing
something that sort of like grouped together and sort of like this time when I was trying to do. Like I'm thinking of like maybe not before I turn a certain age, but in a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. how many new things can I do? And I hope that no matter how old I am, I'm not afraid to do new things because I see a lot of my aunts and uncles or even my parents saying like, oh, I wish like I was doing that. It's like, well, maybe you should be doing that. And I know a lot of things change in your life, but I hope that's something I don't forget. So it's great. I love that you're doing that.
Well, as I said, 2 days after my birthday, when somebody said, let's go to the fair, oh, I'm going to finish this book.
Yeah.
And I know I would have gone
before,
so it... now, Jackie, my cousin, is way more concrete sequential than me, so she has a little book, and number one, and the date, and what she did, and number two, and the date, and what she did, and...
That's probably more my style.
And
well, the scrapbook might be one of my things.
Oh, I just did the scrapbook because I kind of like doing scrapbooks.
Yeah, I've never done a scrapbook.
And and also, you see, I don't have the dates and things in there because I just threw a lot of things in.
How do you know you hit 80? Did you?
I've counted. I'm at 84 with, and I've got a few more things to add, and I will. You know, explain the things in there. I haven't gotten that done yet, but not big stuff, but just doing it.
The recital at the Anchorage Lutheran Church, was that your first organ recital?
No, but you'll notice I highlighted something. There was a world premiere of some Rossetti songs. So it was the world premiere that I was at.
How long has the Lutheran Church in Anchorage had that organ? Do you know?
Oh, quite a while. It's a lovely, it's a wonderful organ.
And so how did they get it up there? That's what I want to know.
On a barge, I imagine. That's how most things came there, come there. But this organ, it's not new. And it was
barged up there in pioneer days.
A pioneer 50 years ago.
I know it, yeah.
That. But what are some things you might think about? Because if I see you again, I want to ask you, I'm going to ask Penny, how's your 50 before 50 coming?
Well, I told you last week that Rebecca and I have been talking about spending a month in each state, which would be if you did 48 in each lower state, because we want to do road trips. And I'm not sure I want to drive to Alaska. I don't know. We may. We'll.
It's a great
discuss
road
that.
Trip.
Yeah. But anyway, so we were talking the 48 states, and if you spend a month, that'd be 4 years. But I don't want to spend 4 years on the road. So we came up with, as we were talking about it last week, 48 in 8. So you'd spend half your time on the road and half the time at home.
Mm-hmm. I think that just sounds tremendous.
Yeah. It does.
Mm.
That's a good idea. We
both want to, I want to band camp. She wants to get a little trailer. But we also agreed that some states may not warrant a month. And so you might spend just 2 weeks in, Oklahoma or... I knew I was going to say the wrong... Kansas.
It might surprise you.
Six weeks somewhere else. You know,
you might want to make yourself stay a month, because then it would force you to find out what nobody else has seen in that church
that
makes it worthwhile. If you talk to the right people, you can... You might want to have that part of the goal is finding not only staying a month in each state, but finding enough interesting to do in that state to stay a month. You know, like this, I'm sure other Hutchinson, Minnesota has the biggest ball of string in the world.
Heard of it?
Yeah. Biggest ball of string.
Probably the most famous ball of string. Also,
well, wasn't that a movie?
I don't know. We did drive over there to see it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think I might try and do something that I never thought I wanted to do.
Oh.
When Kit Nagel was here, he was talking about Vietnam, which is where Alex is leaving for Vietnam on the 18th.
Oh, is he?
And, yeah. And I've never been interested in that. And I have to claim some prejudices about that kind of the part of the country. And Kit said, oh, I think you need to go then. So
wouldn't that be a great one?
Well,
probably
stretch me away as I...
You know, the Vietnam, their cuisine is the marriage of the two greatest cuisines in the world, French and Chinese.
Oh, Alex, lovely.
They're so pretty, you could have
that.
Something new to eat every day.
What's Alex going to do there?
Teach English.
Wow.
And then go to India and then go to... He's planning to spend several months and just kind of travel around, see if he wants to spend longer than that.
He really is delightful. I worked with him today for a little while. He's just a sweetheart. I worked with him today for a little while, and he is really a sweetheart.
He is. Yep.
I'd like to mention something if you're keeping scrapbooks about this, and I love the way Jereen does this, but realistically, if I kept scrapbooks this way, it wouldn't get done. And I'd take pictures and glue them on 8.5 by 11 paper and write comments underneath them and slip them.
Well, the scrapbook is just something I did.
I know it, and it's wonderful.
I like paper.
I
really like paper.
It's gorgeous.
And I go to paint and wallpaper stores and get the old wallpaper catalogs.
And wrapping paper are some of these the butterflies and that's very fun.
I just mean for people that are intimidated by it and don't think they can do as beautiful a job as you and need to get it down
that's just something. One of the things I have in there is when we went to family reunion in Custer, I wanted to see the Native American art show that they have in Pine Ridge Reservation. And we went there. I think I told some of you about my favorite painting there. Very traditional Indian sitting on the horse and you know, the feather and the mountain in the background, and the title was Thumb Signals. He was texting. But what I discovered, I have an old quilt on my bed in the summer with a star pattern. And when we went to that place in the gift shop, I saw all these star pattern quilts. And when we came home, I looked it up and it said it's an old pattern adopted by the Lakota of South Dakota. So I have a proper covering on my bed for South Dakota.
Awesome.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I never heard that.
That's a traditional.
Yeah.
And one of the bison in Custer has a star quilt hut.
Oh, the painted
the painted bison, Are you going to be challenged?
You know, I've been thinking about this these few minutes. When I was younger, I did a fair amount of traveling, and during the 6 years I lived at Holden, I did a ton of hiking and going through passes. I mean, going to passes was always a big deal to me because it became a big kind of mental metaphor for me because it was opening up a new world. I mean, you get to a pass and suddenly something new unfolds for you, and I, you know.
Holden is in itself a pass.
Yeah, yeah. But as I've aged, my desire to travel has diminished.
How old are you, may we ask?
62.
Oh, I didn't know, would never have guessed that.
Well.
And.
You said you 52 know, or 62?
62.
Oh, my goodness.
62. And I mean, it's not that I'm a homebody, but I'm less inclined to want to kind of go on, and I'm more inclined to want to not stay home and just, you know, kind of cuddle up and read, but to, like...
take care of your bees?
Take care of my bees, yeah. I mean, Elizabeth and I have a, you know, we have our house in Port Angeles, we have another place out on a river west of town, and we're kind of making a little trail system through it. I'd like getting to know that, you know, those 9.5 acres more deeply.
Well,
which
is
a
different, it's a different, yeah, it's, but
to be
it's
able
a,
to
it's
identify
a,
the plants and,
yeah.
the
there you go.
So how many new plants have you learned? Because like
there
I,
you go.
I was up there hiking,
yeah.
and somebody said that one there is, see, I know this, Cianthinus.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought it was a mountain laurel. And then I went back and I looked it up, and it turns out it's also known as a sticky laurel. You know, so
see,
I,
that would be, that would be an ideal thing.
There you go,
thing.
There you go. Because I am so bad at that stuff.
So there you go.
That's a green plant. That's about how far I go.
There you go. I think its leaves fall off.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even
yeah.
have to be a number,
yeah.
but...
Yeah, right.
It,
I can relate to this, but I went mushroom hunting for the first time in my life. And I have never tasted a fresh mushroom. I mean, like literally 2 hours old. And if you have mushrooms growing,
oh, yeah.
I suggest that you get
learn
your
which
little
are the
book
right
out
ones. Yeah.
And get pick the right ones. But
yeah.
I'll tell you, a little butter, a little
yeah.
garlic, and a little
yeah.
bit of wine,
yeah.
and about 20 minutes later,
yeah.
you really have
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
I'll just warn you that sometimes wine is not a good idea with certain mushrooms.
What's
really?
That, Mary?
Wine is sometimes not a good idea with certain mushrooms.
I didn't drink it.
No.
This was Chanterelle, so now warn me if that was good or bad.
It depends on the individual. That's the bad thing about
oh.
wild mushrooms.
Oh.
You don't know until after you've gotten sick.
Oh, well. I did it 3 nights in a row. I think
you're okay.
But no, I didn't think you added wine. I thought you just did it in butter.
No, you had a little wine in yours.
A splash.
That's good.
I think it's time to. I think it really has been good for me, and I've had some rough patches in the last couple years, and it would have been easy to just sit home and feel sorry for
Hold
myself,
up.
And this pushed me out. And my kids too will say something. You know, you can use it 80 before 80. Now they're talking about 90 before 90, and all that. No, wouldn't be new. I'm going to do 14 and 14. And as I said, it's nothing huge, nothing big, but I think the idea, maybe I'll learn what the names of the flowers are. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.